时间不停地往前啊。
Because time keeps moving on.
所以我们很快就来到了，这是特会的最后一个晚上。
Very quickly, we have now come to the very last night of this conference.
感谢神的恩典。
We thank God for His grace.
借着圣灵带领中弟兄跟我在这里一同服事。
And through the Holy Spirit's leading, that Brother Zong and I could serve here.
主的安排非常好啊。
And the Lord's arrangement is so wonderful.
那么我讲通则，他就讲特例。
Because I'm speaking on the general rules, and our brother speaks on specific cases.
这实在是主美好的安排。
This is truly our Lord's marvelous arrangement.
我们把感谢归给他。
We could only give thanks and praise to Him.
那么现在呢，仍旧请弟兄姊妹呢。和我一同先来读一些主的话。
Now again, brothers and sisters, please read some passages together with me.
我们先读以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
或者我们把第八节读一下吧。
Maybe we'll just read verse 8 also.
在这里再次给我们一个提醒啊。
Here is a reminder again.
以弗所书第三章第八节，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
3:8 To me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God,who created all things through Jesus Christ.
我们回头看创世纪第一章。
Now let's turn back to Genesis 1.
我们先读一第一节和第二节。
We will read verses 1 and 2.
创世纪第一章第一节，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
第三节。
Verse
3. 神说要有光，就有了光。
Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
然后我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
神称空气为天，有晚上有早晨，是第二日。
And God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day.
然后我们看第十节。
Then verse 10.
神称旱地为地，称水的聚处为海，神看着是好的。
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas, and God saw that is what good.
十一节。
Verse 11.
神说地要发生青草和结果子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木，各从其类，果子都包着核，事就这样成了。
Then God said,Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit, according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so.
然后十四节。
Verse 14.
神说天上要有光体，可以分昼夜，做记号，定节令，日子年岁。
Then God said,Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years.
16节
Verse 16.
于是神造了两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜，又造众星。
Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
17节
Verse 17.
就把这些光摆列在天空，普照在地上。
God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth.
20节
Verse 20.
神说，谁要多生多多滋生有生命的物，要有雀鸟飞在地面以上，天空之中。
Then God said, Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens.
然后22节。
Then verse 22.
神就赐福给这一切，说，滋生繁多，充满海中的水。雀鸟也要多生在地上。
And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth.
24节
Verse 24.
神说，地要生出活物来，各从其类，生出昆虫野兽，各从其类，事就这样成了。
Then God said,Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind, and it was so.
第二十六节
Verse 26.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
27节
Verse 27.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
28节
Verse 28.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
Then God blessed them, and God said to them,Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
我们最后读第二章第二节。
Lastly, we will read chapter 2, verse 2.
到第七日，神造物的功已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的功，安息了。
And on the seventh day,God ended his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done.
我们这一次呢，在这里一同聚集。
Now this time we are gathered together.
我们的负担呢，是要讲在神永远旨意中间的创造和恢复。
Our burden is to fellowship on the creation and in recovery.Of God's creation according to His eternal purpose.
我们知道这个创造和恢复呢，是神在这个宇宙中间最大的工作。
We know that this creation and recovery is God's greatest work in the whole universe.
神为着要成全他的旨意。
God, in order to accomplish His will.
所以神要创造万有。
Therefore, he first created all things.
神要创造人类。
Therefore, he created man.
那么呢，我们从神所有的创造里面
，from God's all creation，
我们看见神有一个非常荣耀的心意。
We could see that God has this glorious will.
他借着他所有的创造， 就把他的旨意呢向人显明出来了。
Through all his creation, he actually made manifest the very pleasure of his will.
但是我们知道，在创世纪的初头开头就有仇敌的工作进来。
But we know that at the very beginning of Genesis, enemy's work crept in.
他在这个地上做了一个破坏的工作。
He did that destructive work on earth.
所以呢，因此呢，神就开始有了恢复的工作。
Therefore, God started his recovery work.
所以今天在时间当中，
So today in time,
神最重要的工作就是恢复的工作。
The most important work of God is his recovery work.
神要把他在创造中的心意，
God in all his purpose in creation,
每一样事物都要把它恢复起来。
In everything of it, God wants to recover it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So, brothers and sisters,
今天我们知道神这个恢复的工作正在继续的往前。
Today we know that God's recovery work is moving in progress.
我们讲到神的创造不仅有旧造还有新造。
We mentioned that God's creationdoes not only have old creation, but also has this new creation.
感谢神的恩典。
We thank God for His grace.
他要把我们从这个旧造的这个堕落情况里面恢复，一直恢复到新造的里面。
That He wants to recover us from the state of fall of the creation all the way into this new creation.
我们知道这是全本圣经的一个中心思想。
And we know that this is the central thought of the whole Bible.
所以我们满心的感谢神。
Therefore, we're full of His thanksgiving.
今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人，
All of us today who are saved by His grace,
我们正在神这个伟大的工作里面。
We are in the midst of God's great work.
虽然我们自己不觉得什么，
Even though we're not aware of it,
但是你已经在这个工作的，
You may not feel you're anybody, but you're in it, in His plan.
我们将来的前途是荣耀无比的。
And our future is glorious beyond measure.
弟兄姊妹，时候到了。
Brothers and sisters, time has arrived.
看见主的救恩在我们身上所恢复，所要我们得着的那个是远超过我们所能想象的一个荣耀。
You will see the glory of the salvation which far surpasses all that we could ever imagine.
所以难怪主耶稣在世的时候，
No wonder when our Lord was
鼓励神的儿女们
on earth, He encouraged God's people.
在一片混乱的情况的里面，
In the midst of all chaos,
神的儿女要怎么样？挺胸昂首啊！
What should our God's children do? Straighten up.
因为我们得赎的日子近了。
And lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh.
等到神的恢复的工作完成的时候，
When God's recovery work is completely finished,
你我这些蒙恩者就一同进永远。
You and I, who have been saved by His grace, will enter into eternity.So, brothers and sisters, we shall follow the Lord closely on earth.
啊，我们已经说过了。
And we also have said,
神曾经把这个荣耀的心意启示给使徒保罗。
God has once revealed this glorious purpose of His to Paul.
但是保罗深知道这个不是光给他的，是给所有的人的。
But Paul is convinced that this revelation is not just for himself, but for all.
因为神要使众人都明白这创造万物至神里的奥秘是怎样安排的。
Because God wants to make all understand what is the administration of the mystery of God who created all things.
感谢神荣耀的心意。
We thank God for His glorious purpose.
他不仅是设计的那么的完美，
Not only has He designed it so perfectly,
他借着圣灵开启我们，叫我们知道是怎样安排的。
But also through the Holy Spirit, He would reveal it to us all this, how is it administered?
你知道在以弗所书第三章第九节，这个安排这两个字啊，是不太容易翻译。
You know the very word, In Ephesians 3:9, this administration is very hard to translate it and explain.
所以你看英文呢，用那个 administration 这个词，这个就是行政， 神的行政。
So in English version of the Bible, we see the word administration.
当然我们讲这个行政有时候不太容易领会。
But sometimes we cannot quite get a handle of it.
这个词也可以翻作神的经营。
This could also be interpreted as the economy of God.
这个字呢本身里面呢也包括了交通的意思在里面。
However, in this word, it all contains the meaning of fellowship.
啊，感谢主，神，他有这么完美的计划，他要实行，但是他也愿意交通给我们所有的人。
Thank God that he has such a wonderful plan that he will administer it at the same time he wants to fellowship with us.
所以作为神的儿女，
So as God's children,
我们有资格可以明白神的奥秘。
We are qualified to understand his mystery.
知道他是怎样安排这一切的。
To understand how he has arranged everything.
所以我开头的时候跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
So at the beginning, I mentioned to you.
首先我们要认识神工作的法则。
First of all, we have to understand God, the way God works, his principle.
这个太重要了。
This is so very vital.
所以我们讲了五个重要的点。
Therefore, we mentioned five important points.
希望弟兄姊妹回去之后仔细的思想，牢记在心。
I hope brothers and sisters, after you go home, meditate on them and hold it dear to your heart.
然后呢，我们昨天和弟兄姊妹讲到了神在恢复工作中间的方法、法则，他的道路。
And also we mentioned in yesterday's sharing that about God's methods, God's ways and principles of his recovery work.
但今天的晚上呢，最后一晚上我们要讲神在他恢复工作中他到底要得到什么。
Now, in tonight's last session, we want to share on exactly what it is that God wants to begin in his recovery work.
我们要从创世纪第一章里面。
Now we want to start this from Genesis 1.
来看见神恢复的那个进程和他的目的。
We want to view God's recovery works, progress, and also exactly what his purpose is.
它有个 process.
There is a process.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。我们昨天讲过创世纪第一章是一章奇妙的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, yesterday night we mentioned that Genesis 1 is such an amazing chapter 1.
它隐藏了神造物奥秘的一切安排。
In it, all the arrangement of the creation of God is hidden.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们昨天讲了七个点。
Last night we mentioned 7 points.
今天呢，再加七个点。
Today I will add 7 more points.
创世纪第一章实在是宝贵的圣经啊。
Genesis 1 is such a precious chapter.
所以当你把创世纪仔细的在读过的时候，
When you read Genesis very closely,
我们能感觉到这里面不仅包括着神最完美的计划。
We could sense that in it,It not only does not, it covers not only the perfect plan of God.
我们也看见他恢复的工作。
We also see God's recovery work.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们更是能从这里面看见。
We could even see in it.
我们基督徒属灵成长的一个完美的过程。
We could see this perfect progress of Christian spiritual growth.
然后你看见这七个点都是神在他恢复工作中他要得做的。
Then as to these 7 points, each one is that God wants to gain in his recovery work.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们讲恢复的工作。
As we speak of God's recovery work.
到底神要恢复什么？
Exactly what he wants to recover.
所以在创世纪第一章里面就把这七个点统统把它显明出来了。
Therefore, in Genesis 1, all these 7 points are revealed to us.
我们晓得七是一个 完全的数字。
We know the number seven is a number of perfection.
并且我们今天晚上所交通的每一个点都是神在人身上，在蒙恩德军身上要恢复起来的。
And each of the seven points tonight we will share on is something that God wants to recover from us.
也是在教会里面要恢复起来的。
It's also something God wants to recover in the church.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们从创世纪第一章第一节和第二节里面可以看到了。
Now from Verses 1 and 2 of Genesis, you could see this.
特别讲到第二节呢，说呢，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
Especially in verse 2, we see that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the water.
这不仅说明神从前所创造的世界，那个地呢，被仇敌破坏。
It speaks not only of the previous earth, which has been destroyed by Satan.
其实在堕落的人里面呢也是一样。
It's actually the same in the fallen man.
在我们没有得救之前呢
Before we were saved,
我们里面就是空虚混沌渊面黑暗。
Within us, wasn't it just darkness over the deep and the formless and empty?
你看今天人的生活非常空虚的。
Take a look at today's man's life. Isn't it extremely void? It's so empty to the point that people do not know how to live on.
从前我们说人空虚到一个地步就酗酒、喝酒、醉酒，对吧？
We used to say that if a person feels emptiness in his heart, he would drink a lot of water.
醉酒也没办法满足了。
But even so, he could not be satisfied.
就吸毒。
If he's not able to be satisfied drinking wine,
你会看见今天整个人类的社会的情况啊，这不是今天在美国全地都是这样。
He would use drugs. This applies not only in today's society, but the whole world is like this.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
人觉得在地上生活是毫无意义。
People just feel that it's totally meaningless to live on earth.
不仅空虚
So not only they feel empty,
并且是空洞
but it's void.
你抓住什么东西都没有用
There's nothing you can get a hold on, and it's totally useless.
你看这个人一死，什么都没有了
If a person dies, see, that's the end of all.
并且呢，深处满了黑暗。
Even in the depths of a man's heart, it's filled with darkness.
所以我们就觉得这个形容不仅是那个天地被毁成这样子。
So the verse describes not only the condition of the heaven and the earth.
在我们人的里面也是这个样子。
But within us, it is the same.
所以我们感谢主的救恩。
So we really thank the Lord for His salvation.
主把我们救回来了。
That He has saved us.
我年轻时候呢，我真的是满心感谢我的主啊。
When I was young, I was so filled thanksgiving.
我从前我根本不懂得生活的意义是什么。
Because before I didn't understand what the meaning of the living is.
人生到底有没有意义？
Is there any meaning?
人生到底有？
Is there any meaning in living in this world?
只等到我得救了。
Until I was saved.
哎呀，我才知道做人的意义是多么的重要。
Then I realized how important this living to live as a man.
因为这是主的救恩带来的。
Because the meaning is brought forth by the Lord's salvation.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他不仅把我们救赎回来了。
Not only has He redeemed us.
他借着创世纪第一章告诉我们。
But also through Genesis 1, He has shown us.
他在我们的身上如何逐渐的来做恢复的工作。
That how He has gradually is doing this recovery work in us.
你会看见创世纪第一章它分成七天。
You see, in Genesis 1, God's creation is divided into 7 days.
为什么第一天、第二天、第三天、第四天、第五天、第六天、第七天？
So we see here, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, and seventh day.
这里看起来是一个整个工作的一个进程。
As we look at it, it's just the progress of His work.
他提醒我们基督徒在主里面应该是天天的有长进。
But actually God is reminding us that daily as a Christian we should progress.
你看圣灵带领我们怎样的天天在主面前有长进。
Just as the Holy Spirit, as you understand, how He leads us daily to mature.
这是很奇妙的启示。
This is such amazing revelation.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们满心的感谢主。
So we are full of thanksgiving to our Lord.
创世纪第一章。
So from Genesis 1.
我们能看见在神的心中所隐藏的奥秘是如何安排的。
So we could see this administration or economy of the mystery hidden in God's heart.
现在呢让我们哈这个一天天的来看。
So that's view the days they, according to each sequence.
在第三节那里
Verse 3.
神说要有光。
Then God said, let there be light.
因为人里面完全黑暗的。
Because within man was total darkness.
第一个需要光。
So first thing we need is light.
我相信我们得救之后我们都有这样的经历。
I believe after we are saved, we have a similar experience.
从我们得救那天开始。
From the very day we are saved.
忽然之间呢我们里面好像有光。
All of a sudden it seems there is light within us.
这个光把我们里面的光景显明了。
And the light made manifest our inner condition. And then we finally realize what a sinner I am.
要是没有主的光，我们永远不看，不会认自己是罪人。
But if there is no light of God, we will never understand our sin.
我记得我十几岁时候，我母亲带我去听福音。
When I was in my tens, my mother took me to listen to the gospel.
那个在讲台上讲到的啊，我到现在记得他的名字孙丰禄老弟兄啊。
I still remember the old brother who preached, Mr. 孙丰荣。
孙丰禄，他从前呢是在山东当法官的。
This brother 孙丰禄 was a judge in Shandong Province in China.
所以他传福音最会讲罪。
So when he preached the gospel, his, the best topic for him is about sin.
哇，那天我在听他讲，讲得满头大汗。
And that day, as I was listening to him, and he was sweating all over.
讲这个罪，那个罪。
He talked about sin, this sin, and that sin.
因为那时候我是中学生。
Because I was a middle schooler at that time.
我就心里想，他这到底在讲谁呀？
And I was thinking, exactly whom is he talking about?
难道今天来聚会很多罪人在底下？
Is it that all the people who came here today are sinners?
我心想，我是学生，我也没犯过什么罪，对不对？
And I am a student. I've never committed any sins.
因为那个时候人人都称赞我说我是个好人呢。
Because everybody praised me, saying I'm a good person.
我一点都不觉得自己有罪。
I never felt I had any sin.
弟兄姊妹活在黑暗中。
Brothers and sisters, I was living in darkness.
很多人活在黑暗中就觉得自己很不错的。
As long as you live in the darkness, that you will feel you're okay.
只等到半年以后。
Until 6 months later.
尤其是在一个聚会的里面。
At one meeting.
神的光临到我。
God's light came upon me.
哇，那天呢，一下把我照亮之后，那么我从小到大所有犯的罪都显出来了。
Wow, on that very day, God's light enlightened me and revealed to me all the sins I have committed from young to that age.
因此我就大喊说，主啊，我是个罪人。
Therefore, I cried aloud saying, Lord, I am a sinner.
弟兄姊妹，没有光，我们是看不见自己的。
Brothers and sisters, without light, we cannot see ourselves.
所以基督徒一蒙恩得救，就是蒙光照。
So once a Christian being saved by grace, he is being enlightened.
这个光就起来了。
And the light was brought forth.
在创世纪第一章的里面呢。
In Genesis 1.
他没有告诉我们这个光是什么光。
It did not tell us what kind of light this is.
当然，我们知道圣经是本属灵的书。
But we know that the Bible is a spiritual book.
我们得救了，我们就明白了。
After we are saved, we understand what it means.
大家记得约翰福音第一章里面。
Remember John 1.
主曾经说过，那里的话说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was light, the light was the life of man.
所以你一重生得救，你有了主的生命，这生命就是光。
Once you are saved by grace, you have God's life, and this very life is the light.
它完全能照亮我们里面的情形的。
It could totally enlighten our inner state.
我们知道，在我们没有得救之前呢
，We know that before we were saved.
人的良心啊，也是一个小小的光。
Man's conscience served as some little light.
但是那个光啊，很微弱。
But the light is very weak.
所以你一犯错了啊，你就会脸红了，对不对啊
？Once you made some kind of mistake, you would blush.
你的良心告诉你错了，它光照你。
Because your conscience is telling you you're wrong when you're enlightened.
基督徒会发现，你一得救之后啊
，And Christian realize that the moment you're saved,
主的生命一进来
，The moment that His life comes in,
良心的感觉就比从前更明亮了，对不对
？The consciousness of your conscience becomes much brighter than before.
从前呢？讲一句错话，哎呦，自己还得意。现在讲错话不行的。
It used to be when you say something wrong, you were smug about it. But now, when you say something wrong, you will say, "Oh no, what has happened?"
这个良心的感觉就变得比以往来的更敏锐。
This consciousness of your conscience becomes much keener than before.
我无需要举很多的例子，弟兄姊妹都能领会。
I don't need to give you many more illustrations. I believe you all understand this.
弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
但是这个光进来之后呢
？But after this light comes in.
它需要进步的。
This light needs to progress.
因为我们有了光，所以我们就讲我们基督徒有生命的感觉。
After we have the light, so we Christians says we now have this consciousness of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你原谅我说啊。
So brothers and sisters, forgive me to say this.
这些年，我对地上的众教会很多情况，我里面有个隐忧。
As I all these years, as I look at all the conditions of the churches, there is this hidden worry within me.
就是神儿女的那个生命的感觉啊，好像逐渐的失去了。
That is the consciousness of life among God's children is gradually evading.
你做错了事都没有感觉。
When you do something wrong, you have no consciousness.
讲错话也没有感觉。
And you don't feel anything when you speak something wrong.
这是一个非常不正常的现象。
This is such an abnormal condition.
一个正常的基督徒，他里面生命的感觉是很敏锐的。
A normal Christian's consciousness of life should be very keen.
所以我们知道今天在教会中
So today in among churches,
我们需要常常的提醒
We often need to be reminded.
我年轻的时候啊，我16岁受浸了。
When I was young, I was baptized at the age of 16.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
那一段日子我真是感觉主的光在里面的这个引导是很明确的。
During those days, I could see clearly the leading of the light of God within me.
我过去很多年讲了我很多这些年幼的故事，很多弟兄姊妹都知道了。
In the past years, I have often mentioned about my experiences. I believe many of you are aware of it.
我现在不再去讲了。
Therefore, I won't repeat it again.
那个时候你做错一点是走马路过红绿灯都不行的，你主管制啊。
My experience is that he's disciplining in me in so many different small things. Just as you're walking on the street and you try to cross the street when it was red light.And I was greatly warned, the Holy Spirit would say no.
乱丢垃圾也不行。
Even I threw all the trash as I wish.
我感觉生活中间呢，你做什么事情都很有感觉。
And that's not allowed by the Holy Spirit. Whatever I do in my life, I'm fully aware of this consciousness of life.
我逐渐看见今天在教会中间。 这个感觉越来越淡薄。
But gradually, I see among the churches, this awareness has become weaker and weaker.
神要我们基督徒是行走在光中的。
God wants we Christians, wants us Christians to walk in light.
这个光跟暗是有分别的。
There is a difference between light and darkness.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，这是头一天。
So brothers and sisters, this is first day.
是我们基督徒的开始。
This is the beginning of us Christians.
第一件事你就开始有了光。
The first thing is we have the light.
第二天。
Second day.
神就制造了空气。
God, created this firmament or expanse.
神也造成了天空。
And also, he made this, heaven.
所以这个天的观念进来了。
So this notion of heaven enters in.
圣经就提醒我们，我们基督徒慢慢地懂得自己是属天的。
The Bible is actually reminding us that we now understand we are heavenly.
哎，这个空气也很有意思的。
And this expanse of air is also very interesting.
啊，我们常常讲今天聚会的时候需要有什么属灵的空气，对吧？
Because we often talk about this, that as we gather together, we need to have this spiritual air.
的确是，你在聚会中啊，你会发现有的聚会跟有聚会不一样。
Because as you go to different meetings, you will see the difference between this and that.
我以前曾经到一些地方去聚会。
I used to go to some meetings in some other places.
一进门呢，很多弟兄姊妹跟你讲，孙弟兄，我在这里闷死了，快闷死了。
The moment I entered into the meeting hall, people would tell me that, oh, brotherson, it's so confiscating here, it's so stuffy.
为什么闷死了？
Why is so? Because there is no spiritual air.
都是属地的东西。
All secular earthly things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们基督徒像我们的生命一样是需要呼吸的。
We Christians are just like our physical beings that we do need to breathe.
我们诗歌里面讲我们要呼吸高天的清气。
Just as one hymn says, we need to breathe this heavenly air.
哎呀，你在一个聚会里面，弟兄姊妹，当你能呼吸到天上的空气，你感觉这个聚会好得无比啊。
Brothers and sisters, as you are in a meeting and you sense that you breathe this heavenly air, isn't this wonderful?
所以今天在诗歌中是形容我们这个。祷告像呼吸一样。
And also, one hymn tells us, as we pray, it's just like we're breathing.
你需要新鲜空气的。
You need fresh air.
所以我们的祷告越多。
So the more our prayers are,
哇，这个整个空属灵的空气就不一样。
The more different the spiritual air would be.
哎，你们原谅我说一下，我去年在西安特会啊。
Forgive me to say this, last year at the West Coast Christian Conference,
弟兄姊妹都能感觉到那个聚会的空气气氛非常的好。
Brothers and sisters could all sense the spiritual air at the conference was really wonderful.
因为弟兄姊妹们的那个祷告啊，非常的自由。
Because brothers and sisters' prayers were given freely.
所以在属灵的生活里面也需要有新鲜的空气。
Likewise, in our spiritual life, we also need this fresh spiritual air.
我们生命要能健康，需要新鲜的空气。
For us to have a healthy life, we need fresh air.
所以神造空气。
That's why God has created this air.
神也造天。
God also created heaven.
这个属天的境界。
And this spiritual realm.
不过呢。我们知道在创世纪讲到第二天的时候啊。
But we do know that when God speaks of the second day.
那大家都知道唯一一天神没有说看着甚是美好。只有唯一一天没有讲。
This is the only day that God did not say, when God saw it, he said it is good.
因为这个天呢被仇敌占据。
Because this heaven has been occupied by the enemy.
所以我们读以弗所书就很清楚。
This is clearly said in Ephesians.
仇敌被称作是空中执政掌权者，对不对？
Our enemy is called the prince of the air.
这个将来到了启示录十二章的时候，
When we come to Revelation 12,
我们看见撒旦会被从天上打到地上。
We also see that Satan would be thrown down to earth.
我们知道这个日子非常靠近。
We know that the date is very, very close.
当仇敌被从天上打到地上。
When Satan was thrown from heaven to earth.
这就是人类历史中最后三年半的大灾难。
This is the time of the last three and a half years of the great tribulation in man's history.
圣经已经预言了。
The Bible has prophesied on it.
这个第二天讲到了天的境界，讲到水的空气。
Here we see in day two that the Bible speaks of the realm of the heavens and the spiritual air.
这个对我们属灵生命的成长来讲都是非常重要的。
To our spiritual growth, this is so vital.
然后呢，我们看见来到第三日。
Then we see the third day.
第三日呢，这里告诉我们说呢，神把地上的水聚在一处成为海。
We read that God has gathered the waters on earth and called it sea.
然后呢，让这个地显出干地、旱地显出来。
And let the dry land, the earth appear.
啊，这是非常有意义的一件事情。
This is a very meaningful thing.
弟兄姊妹，当然我们知道神创造地和海啊，是在今天自然界里面是有意义的。
We know that it has its meaning when God created the land and the earth.
在地球上大部分是海，少部分是地。
Because the majority of the earth is water and the rest is the land.
整个地球上面的气候是很重要的东西。
So this sea is so important in adjusting the temperature here.
但是在基督徒属灵的经历上面来讲的话，
But in our Christian spiritual experiences,
这也是一个重要的一个启示。
This is also a very important revelation.
我想这个水，第一方面水呀，我们的水是一个最不安定的东西。
We know that water everywhere is the most unsteady thing.
有一点点的风啊，它就会有波浪起来。
With just a little a wind or breeze, there will be waves.
这个形容我们呢，基督徒那个天然的生命。
It describes our Christian's natural life.
我们开头的时候，很多基督徒啊，就像水一样的。
So in the very beginning, that all our Christians' life is just like water.
啊，这个水啊会变化很多。
And the water changes all the time.
捉摸不定的。
You simply cannot understand it.
起一点风，它就会这么风浪。
With a little bit of breeze, that you could see the wave.
你看我们从前以前这个性是这样啊。
And it speaks of our personalities.
所以你在教会侍奉上面，有的人是这样，你找他来了，他像水一样的不可靠。
So in the church service, you could see some people. If you ask them to serve, they are very, very unsteady as water.
一点点事情起来，哇，他就这个
If any little thing arises, this person is simply go up and flow just like the water.
Yeah, 风要再大一点，它就风浪很大起，风浪，对不对？
If the wind blows stronger, there would be much more disturbance in this person.
有时候人的个性弄得整个教会都不安的。
Sometimes this person's personality would cause the whole church unrest.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们看这些弟兄姊妹在属灵上有开始进步了。
We do see brothers and sisters at this point is progressing spiritually and gradually. You see the land appears.
因为旱地你踩在地上面就稳固了，对不对？
When you step on your land, a land, you will feel steady.
看见有些弟兄姊妹的光景啊，有些圣徒们的光景就越来越稳固了。
Likewise, we gradually see some of the saints and Christians' conditions are growing steady.
啊，今天呢，在教会中侍奉啊。
Today in churches services,
我们需要有稳定的性格跟随主的。
We need to have a steadfast character to follow the Lord.
你看这个彼得、雅各、约翰被称作是教会的柱石柱子，对吧？
John, Peter, and James are called the pillars of the church.
如果他们是像水一样的个性，你根本不能依靠的。
If their personality is just like water, then they are not dependable.
但是现在他们有稳固的个性。
Now they have this steadfast character.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道只有在地上你才能够生存的。
So brothers and sisters, we know that only on the land we could survive.
所以这是一个很有意思的，就是生命开始成长。
So this is something very arresting because now the life starts to grow.
开始有光，慢慢有属天的性质的。
Now we have the light. Now we have the heavenly characters.
慢慢的就有旱地出现。
And then gradually the land appears.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
啊，因为在旱地上面呢，你才能够怎么样？种植这些植物。
Because you could only plant the plants on the land.
Yeah, 所以慢慢的你就看见这个旱地起来了。
As you see the land arises.
哦，有的基督徒慢慢的就开始你看见，哎，长草。
And you see that the grass comes up.
所以长草当然可以喂牛羊了，对不对？
Of course, grass is the food for sheep and oxen.
哎，慢慢长菜蔬了。
The land also brings forth herbs.
这个菜蔬我们可以喂养人呢。
And herbs could be used to feed people.
我看我们这次聚会里面，大多数弟兄姊妹每天都吃生菜啊，一大堆，每天。
Just as I see that in this conference, it seems every day brothers and sisters are taking in salads.
哎呦。我们从菜蔬得供应，对不对？
And we're provided for by by.
所以你看见有些弟兄姊妹开头刚来的时候呢，我记得我们从前认识个弟兄啊，他连祷告都不会。
I recall that there was a brother long time ago that when he was saved, he did not even know how to pray.
祷告完也不会奉主的名。
And even after at the end of his prayer, he did not say in the name of the Lord.
是这样子的呢。
And we all wonder how could it be like this?
哎，但是慢慢的你看见了，他祷告进步了。
Gradually, you see that his prayers are improving.
慢慢的，他的祷告还供应人呢。
Even his prayers could, to a point, supply people.
有的时候开头时候，弟兄姊妹们读圣经也是读不出什么东西来的。
Likewise, at the beginning of our Christian life, some brothers and sisters, as they read the Bible, they didn't get much out of it.
但是慢慢他长进了。
But step by step, as they advance in the Lord,、
哎、他能结出菜蔬了。
They are able to bear, bring forth these herbs.
更好的人他们结出果子来了。
Some even better to produce fruits.
所以那个供应就不一样，属灵的供应就不一样。
So we see there are different spiritual provisions here.
这说明他的生命在成长。
It just tells us that his life is progressing.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典。
We thank the Lord for His grace.
一个圣徒从变化不定的性格、不稳定的性格，慢慢的变成稳定。
From Christians' character personality transforms from this unsteady one to a steady one.
从没有供应变成慢慢的开始有供应。
From without provision to others, now being able to provide for others.
我的确在教会中看见很多弟兄姊妹是这样在长进。
And I do see so many brothers and sisters in the church mature in such a way.
啊，这真是一个。叫人很欣喜的一个光景。
This is such a joyous state, you know, really makes me very happy.
我记得年轻的时候啊，因为开头刚得救，什么也不大清楚。
When I was young, when I was first saved, I knew not much.
那我的个性啊，从小是很不喜欢讲话。
My personality is that I did not like to speak.
所以我从小就很怕站在人面前讲话。
Ever since I was young, I was afraid of this public speaking.
我记得中学的时候，有一个弟兄硬是把我拉到讲台上去讲。
I remember when I was in my middle school, a brother he forced me to go to the pulpit and to speak.
哎呀，我紧张得不得了啊！
And I was so nervous.
我上去讲了半天，也不知道自己讲什么。
I did say a bunch of words, but I didn't know exactly what I was saying.
后来那个年长弟兄起来说。
And then one elder brother stood up.
这个孙弟兄今天不知道讲什么东西啊。
Well, exactly what this brother son was talking about.
连幼稚园的小孩都不如。
He was worse than a kindergarten student.
哎呦，我在那脸涨得很红，我恨不得钻到椅子底下去了。
And I was so blushed that I could wish that there was a hole in the ground and I want to hide myself into it.
我心里也恨那个弟兄。
And in my heart, I even hated this elder brother.
你明明知道我不会讲话，你为什么拉我起来？
I hated this brother because he knew I did not know how to speak and he forced me to stand up.
后来呢，散会之后碰到一个年长的姊妹。
And then after the meeting was finished, I met an elderly sister.
她说：“你刚刚站在那讲话时候，你为什么一直抓你的纽扣啊？”
And he told me, while I was standing at the pulpit, why is it you keep holding on, squeezing your own buttons?
我说我有吗？
So I asked her, did I do that?
我完全忘记了。
I totally forgot.
我在台上太紧张，我的名字抓着纽扣这样。
That's because I was so nervous. I kept twisting my buttons.
你看就这样的情形。
So that's how it was.
主呼召我出来侍奉主，我怕得不得了啊。
And I was so scary when the Lord did call me out to serve him.
我跟主说，主啊，我将来赚钱奉献好了。
So I told the Lord, Lord, why don't I make money in the future?And as my service to you.
不要拉我出来说话。
Don't get me out to be other to speak.
但是这样的呼召。
But this is how the Lord called me.
哎，感谢主，神的恩典在我们身上。
But thank the Lord, God's grace is upon us.
按照我的天然来讲，我是没有这个讲话的这么个恩赐的。
According to my natural being, I do not have the gift of words.
后来主就叫我慢慢明白点圣经。
And then God allowed me to understand the Bible.
所以我就按照圣经交通。
And then I simply fellowship according to the Bible.
所以有一次一个年长的弟兄他很称赞我。
And at one time an elderly brother praised me for my sharing.
他说你这个年轻人不简单呢。
Oh, you're quite a young man.
他说你言之有物。
Because there is true connotation in your words.
弟兄姊妹，你会看见有很多基督徒刚出来要交通，不知道交通什么乱七八糟的，这么交通啊。
Brothers and sisters, we do see some people when they first come out to serve, as they share, we actually don't know what they're talking about.
但是慢慢的，你看见讲话里面有内容。
But gradually, you could see there is content in their speech.
哎，开始有供应。
He starts to provide for others.
所以他就从一个多变化的情况中慢慢的开始稳定。
So this brother is actually transforming from this unsteady state to a steadfast condition.
这就是神把地和这个水分开的属灵的含义。
This is the spiritual connotation of God separating the land from the sea.
所以我们要追求属灵生命的长进。
So we need to pursue this maturity of our spiritual life.
那么到了第四天。
Day four.
那么这里出现了一些光体。
Then here we see some bodies of light.
那么有太阳，有月亮，有众星。
We have the sun, the moon, and the stars.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这里更说明什么呢？
brothers and sisters, what does this study explain to us?
就说明另外一个长进。
It speaks of another progress.
你生命中对主的这个认识啊，越来越具体了。
That is your understanding of the Lord in your life is becoming more concrete.
有的人追求到一个地步，变成大有恩赐，像日头一样发光。
Somebody would pursue the Lord to the state, to the point that he's able to greatly minister to others.
有的就像月亮一样。
Others would like would be like the moon.
那么有的还像众星。
While others would be like the stars.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
根据个人不同的追求。
According to each person's different pursuit,
逐渐慢慢的这个光就越来越大。
Gradually, the light shines brighter and brighter.
我们知道今天地上的教会是何等需要有光。
We know that how much the church on earth needs light.
这些年日有许多年长弟兄姊妹过去。
In the past few years, so many elder brothers and sisters have passed away.
我内心里面有种的隐忧啊。
Therefore, I have this hidden worry within me.
因为那些弟兄们、姊妹们是会发光的。
Because all those brothers and sisters are able to shine.
他们也走了。
Now they're gone.
这个光就要慢慢的减退了，对不对？
Then the light would become dimmer and dimmer.
这对教会是一个很重要的影响啊。
This would greatly impact the church.
我们记得这个撒母耳的故事吗？
We remember this account of Samuel.
那个灯光啊，在圣殿里面已经开始要灭了。
The light in the temple is going to go out.
圣经就讲说耶和华的言语稀少。
And the Bible says, at that time, the word of Jehovah is rare.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天我们来到一个非常严酷的时代。
Take heed, we have come into a grueling age.
仰望主的怜悯。
Let's all look to him for his great mercy.
我最近呢，跟有些弟兄姊妹们做了这么一个比喻。
Now recently I have used this illustration.
因为我们在美国，我们都会开车，对不对？
In the States, we all know how to drive cars, right?
晚上呢，我们知道那个车有前面有车头灯的。
We know that they are front lights of your car has front lights.
有高灯，有低灯。
You have high beam, you low beam.
啊，那么一般来讲，我们只是低灯。
Usually we just use the low beam light.
但是你遇见了黑暗，遇见了弯曲的道路的时候，你需要用大灯的。
But when you come to a dark, winding road, you need this high beam light.
是经过了这么多年。
After all these years,
我们弟兄姊妹听了很多的道。
We brothers and sisters have heard of so many messages.
这个一般的这个灯，很多人都会开的。
So many people are able to turn on the low beam light.
是吧？你任何找几个弟兄姊妹，他都能讲一点点东西。
You can get any brother and sister, able to speak.
但是在教会大转弯的时候。
But at the very time when the church needs to make a wide turn.
特别在一个黑暗的时期。
Especially in this dark age.
需要有人能开大灯。
We need somebody who could turn on the high beam light.
我们看见在初期的教会。
We see at the beginning of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗是个开大灯的人。
Brothers and sisters, and Paul is a person who is able to turn on the high beam.
尤其你看，当他被关在罗马监牢里面的时候。
Especially when he was shut in the Roman prison.
写了四封的监狱书信。
He wrote four prison epistles.
那是何等的亮光啊！
What great light that was!
那是以弗所、哥罗西就大光了。
Ephesians, Colossians, aren't they great light?
这个光一直照到今天呢。
They keep beaming until today.
十三封书信，你偏偏都是充满亮光。
Among Paul's 13 epistles, each one is full of light.
照亮那个时代。
Enlightening that day's world.
希伯来书的作者是谁我们不知道。
We don't know who wrote Hebrews.
但是是一个开大灯的人。
But of course, he is also one who is able to turn on high beam.
亮光啊，那个真是照亮人。
And with this great high beam, God uses to enlighten all people.
等到保罗、彼得过世了。
Now, when Paul and Peter pass away,
彼得的彼得前书、彼得后书也是大光。
Even 1 Peter and 2 Peter are viewed as this high beam.
神留了一个老弟兄叫约翰在地上。
After that, the Lord still kept one elder brother, John, on earth.
在他年日非常衰老、身体非常衰败的时候。
When he was very physically ill at his old age.
写下了约翰福音。
He wrote the Gospel book of John.
写了书信。
He wrote epistles.
写了启示录。
He wrote Revelation.
不得了的大光啊。
Remarkable light.
光是约翰福音里面弟兄姊妹约翰福音三章十六节会背吗
Brothers and sisters John 3:16 Do you know how to memorize it?
几乎基督徒一蒙恩得就很快就会背对不对
Almost every Christian right after he or she is saved by grace
神来世人甚至加上独生子赐给谁不会背啊
Everybody could recite this For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son Anybody who doesn't, is there anyone who doesn't know this hymn, this verse?
感谢主啊，你看看。
Thank the Lord.
两千年来多少圣徒啊
So many saints throughout 2,000 years. How many saints on earth?
你只要提约翰福音三章十六节，没有人不知道。
As long as you mention John 3:16, everybody knows it.
这是大光啊。
This is great light.
我们不要讲启示录了，那是不得了的大光啊。
Well, we don't have to talk about Revelation, and this is even much more great light.
因为在头一个世纪有这么多的圣徒，他们能发出大光，所以把教会维持在属天的境界上。
Because in the first century, there are so many saints in beaming all this great light.That's why the whole church on earth is able to be maintained at a heavenly realm.
但是多可惜啊。
But what a pity.
第二个世纪以后。
And what happened in second century?
就逐渐暗淡。
The light gradually grew dim.
你看见这个光一暗淡。
Once the light grows dim.
教会的见证就守不住了。
And the church is not able to maintain its testimony.
最后变成天主教。
In the end, we see Catholic Church.
一下之间，神的儿女们进入千年的黑暗。
All of a sudden, God's children enter into the thousand years of darkness.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神的儿女过的是什么样的生活？
What kind of life God's children are living?
只等到马丁路德起来。
Until Martin Luther rose.
千年之后。
This is after a thousand years.
他只不过是看见了圣经中间的因信称义而已。
And Martin Luther only saw the truth of justification by faith in the Bible.
但是就这么一个光。
But even with this glimmer of light,
带领了千千万万的圣徒脱离了天主教。
He brought thousands of saints and delivered them from Catholicism.
但是这个光还不够大。
But even so, the light is not great enough.
所以地上的教会又落到了另外一种的情况里面。
So once again, the church on earth fell into another condition.
一直到第二十世纪，十九世纪。
Until we come to the 19th and 20th century.
神兴起了弟兄们。
God raised brethren.
那许多人都是在圣经上面下功夫。
So many of them really put in their very effort in studying the Bible. They were very close to the Lord.
他们得到圣灵的启示。
And they received the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
许许多多的弟兄姊妹们都可以开大灯。
Then, so many of them were able to turn on the high light.
有一个弟兄告诉我们。
A brother told us.
那一百多年的时间。
During those 100 years.
光是这个有名称的人你可以找出一千个。
We could find 1,000 of these brothers.
个个都是发大光的。
Each one has his own name. Each one is able to send out this great light.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在我们的时代里面。
Now, in our time.
我们曾经也还碰见过一些弟兄们是发大光。
We did encounter some brothers who were able to send out great light.
弟兄们所带来的亮光启示。
And because of the light and revelation brought by these brothers.
能够把我们的脚引到正路上。
We're able to be led onto the right path.
但是请弟兄姊妹记得。
But brothers and sisters, please do remember this.
我们现在将面临一个非常严峻的时代。
Now we're facing a very dangerous, difficult time.
未来的考验非常大。
The testing in the age, in the coming days is extremely great.
我们要求主兴起人来。
We have to pray to the Lord that He would raise up people.
要让这些弟兄姊妹读圣经读到一个地步啊，能够有具体的形态的光出来。
We have to pray that the Lord would enable these brothers to study the Bible to such an extent.
就像太阳一样。
Something concrete
would
come out, like the moon, like the sun.
所以太阳一出来，我们看见所有的黑暗就消除了，对不对？
Because once the sun rises, we see darkness is dispelled.
神的百姓就可以活在白天。
Then again, God's children could live in the day.
几乎不然，有的人像月亮。
Even not so, if some people would be like moon,
至少我们走夜路啊，还有点光。
At least when we walk in the darkness, we still have the moonlight.
当然，弟兄姊妹，靠星光呢是比较微弱的。
But of course, brother and sister, the star's light seems to be weaker.
这星光到处都有。
We have the starlight at every place.
我有时在各地走，哎，这里出现个小星星，那里出现个小星星。星星倒是很多。
I travel in different places. I could see a little star here and a little star there, many of them.
啊，生活上有一点指引，那里有一点供应，那有一点。
And they would share some guiding from their life experience.
这个是不够的。
And but this is not enough.
所以弟兄姊妹，神在这里设立这个光体，是有它属灵的含义。
So brothers and sisters.When God said these bodies of light, there is this spiritual connotation behind it.
你们记得主耶稣在地上吗？
Do you remember Jesus when he was on earth?
他曾经是说，
At one time he said,
你们喜欢使徒约翰。
You like John the Baptist.
因为他是一个点着的灯。
Because he is a burning lamp.
主说，但我有比他更大的光。
But I have greater light than he.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们都需要回到基督的跟前。
So, brothers and sisters, today we all have to come back to the feet of Christ Jesus.
容让基督的光照在我们里面。
Allowing Him to enlighten us.
我十几二十岁之前呢，我大部分都是活在那些弟兄们的一支支的光里面。
Before I was 20 years old in my teens.I always lived in the light of each individual brother.
直到有一天圣灵点活我里面的光景，哇，看见在基督里面的光何等的亮。
Until one day, the Holy Spirit quickened the light within me, and I realized how great the light of Christ is.
有时候我在自己的书房里面读圣经。
Sometimes as I was studying in my study,
哎呦，我读到圣经忽然开了。
All of a sudden, the Bible was open to me.
我的欢喜得不得了啊。
I was so joyful.
我就不知道该怎么做了。
And I didn't know what I should do.
所以我就在我那个书房那么绕啊绕绕绕绕，这么走来走去。
So I kept walking around in my study because I was jubilant.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
基督才是真正的大光。
Christ is the real great light.
我曾记得一个年长弟兄。
I remember one elderly brother.
在特会里面，他跟我们讲。
At one time in a special conference, he said.
弟兄姊妹，你读圣经书，你要读出基督的意义。
He said that brothers and sisters, as you study your Bible, you have to comprehend, see the meaning of Christ.
哎，这句话我记住了。
And I remember this word. But he did not explain what it meant. So after the meeting, I went to see him.
我说你刚刚讲啊，读圣经要读出基督的意义。
Now,
你怎么解释啊？
How do you explain what you just said, that when you study the Bible, you have to understand the meaning of Christ? And he stared at me. He looked at me. He said, you're too young. And later I realized maybe he didn't understand it himself. He says such a grand word, but...
等到后来圣灵开启我让我读主的话我才真正明白什么叫基督的意义。
But later on when the Holy Spirit revealed this to me, I do understand what it means to study the Bible to understand the very meaning of Christ.
所以主一直讲说我是世界的光跟从我的就不在黑暗里面。
Therefore the Lord keeps saying that I am the light of the world.He who follows me shall not be in darkness.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神的儿女的生活是需要光的。
God's children's life needs light.
需要具体的光。
And needs this concrete light.
这个真是太重要。
This is so imperative.
所以我们在这里看见第四天。
Now, as we look at this fourth day.
然后第五天。
That's day four now, the fifth day.
时间已经到了。
The time is up.
这个时间走得太快了吧。
It's simply, the time is running too fast.
姊妹原谅我，恐怕我需要再有点时间，好吗？大家有点忍耐啊。
Brothers and sisters, may I be excused that I do need some extra time.
在第五天，神要什么？要这个水里面多滋生鱼。
On the fifth day, God says that there be an abundance of living creatures in the sea.
地上呢要多有飞鸟。
And there should be birds fly in the sky on earth.
我们这神创造这些万物啊，都有它的奥秘在里面。
Now we all understand when God created all things, there is hidden mystery.
所以我们只能简单的说。这个鱼就是得胜的生命。
So we could simply say it very this way. Fish represents this overcoming life.
所以你慢慢的看见弟兄姊妹们，这个一个人的属灵生命开始成长，现在开始有得胜的生命出来。
So you could witness that some brothers and sisters, as their life grows, you could see this overcoming life appear.
这个水代表死亡的。
This water represents death.
今天我们正碰在一个。死亡的权势是高涨的时代。
Today we are in this time where the dominion of death is rising high.
主正是要叫我们彰显主基督得胜的生命。
But God, Lord wants us to manifest His overcoming life.
因为只有鱼不怕水，对不对
？Because only fish is not afraid of water.
水越多，鱼越高兴。
The more water, the happier the fish.
看我们今天基督徒很多时候情况并不是这样。
But as you look at the Christians today's conditions, it's not like this.
来了一点水就淹死了。
Just a bit of water coming to you, you're drowned.
但是我的确看见有一般得胜的圣徒，死亡的权势越大，他们越活跃。
But I also see a group of Christians that the greater the dominion of death,The more vibrant these brothers and sisters are.
鸟代表属天的生命。
And birds represent the heavenly life.
它不受地的限制。
It's not bound by earth.
今天我们也能看见少数弟兄姊妹，他们过的属天的生活。
Today we also feel brothers and sisters living in this heavenly life.
完全不被地上的事物所捆绑。
They are not in bondage of any earthly things.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
圣经很多话都形容说。如鹰展翅上腾，对吧
？The Bible has many saying that you should mount up with the wings of eagles.
所以神说这样的东西要多多的滋生。
And God says, let this kind of creature abound with an abundance.
这样的生命在教会中越多越好。
The more life like this, the better the church will be.
然后我们看见
Then next we see
第六天
on the sixth day
第五日 第六天、啊、第六天
yes, day
那么地要生出各样的活物野兽牲畜昆虫
Let the earth bring forth the living creature and also creeping things beasts of the earth
在生物上他们讲这种是 高级别的生命
Now, in biology, these are considered higher ranking of life. It tells us that so many Christians' lives have now been elevated. Therefore, they, from their life, they could manifest Christ's nobility.
Here, the 所说的野兽、牲畜、昆虫是讲到各式各样的不同的功用都出来了。
So here, as we see cattle, creeping things, beasts, then we see the many kinds of functions being revealed.
So you 看见一个人的生命呢，从第一天开始逐渐开始成长。
So we see that a Christian's life matures from day one.
到最后呢，神造人。
To the very last state that God created man.
弟兄姊妹，我们能明白吗？神有个荣耀的心意的。
Brothers and sisters, do you understand that God has this glorious purpose?
神把我们拯救回来。
He has saved us.
把基督的生命赐给我们。
He has given us Christ's life.
这个生命要一天天的长进。
The life needs to grow daily.
长到最后，神所要的这个人的形象出来。
To mature to such a state that man's likeness appears.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神终极的目的。
So brothers and sisters, this is God's ultimate goal.
这个人就开始有主的形象。
So here we see man has an image.
这个人，这个就出来，人可以为神掌权。
When he appears, he's able to reign for God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
神要我们成为一个成长成熟的人。
God wants us to become a mature, grown-up man.
所以呢，我们从最初级的那个那个救恩的经历，要慢慢逐渐的开始。
From the very initial experience of our salvation, we need to advance and mature.
今天在教会中，这样的人越多。
Now today in the church, if there are more of the people like this,
教会的意义。就越明显。
The meaning of the church will become even more prominent.
我们知道今天地上有些团体人很多。
We know on earth there are some churches with so many people.
但是呢，那些人呢都是婴孩。
But all those people are in their infant stage.
都是婴孩。
They are all infants.
在旧约民数记的时候啊。
You see that in Old Testament Numbers,
神数点神的百姓从二十岁以后开始数。
As God take the census of His people, it started from male 20 years and above.
所以神看一个教会跟人人看教会不一样。
Therefore, when God sees a church, this is different from how man sees.
神看自己的教会是看他成熟的人有多少。
When God sees a church, He wants to see how many people have matured.
他不是人多就是了。
It's not the many people would be that God wants.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主里面有好的追求。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have this excellent pursuit in the Lord.
愿主年年带领我们过来，我们生命能够越过越成熟。
As the Lord leads us year by year, let our life mature accordingly.
要长大成人。
We need to mature to be a man.
那你看见一个人要成熟。
Now, for a person to mature,
创世纪第一章六篇所讲的这些都是我们的经历。
All is being said in all these six days in Genesis is actually our experiences.
你要在经历中间逐渐逐渐的开始成长。
So in your experiences, you will grow gradually.
你拥有了这些经历，你才是一个成熟的基督徒。
After you have possessed all these experiences, then you will become a mature Christian.
哎，我想我们的天父啊，他心中最大的愿望就是他的儿女们能长大成人。
I believe that our Father's greatest heart's desire is for his children to mature.
所以到最后，神得着了这样的人。
In the end, that when God has gained all people like this,
神的旨意在人身上可以得着实行。
And then God's will be able to be done among men.
神就进入安息。
And then God enters into rest.
第七天是进入安息。
Therefore, on the seventh day, God enters into rest.
工作完毕了。
Because the work is finished.
我们要知道，在基督徒属灵生命里面，这个安息是一个高峰。
We have to know that in Christian spiritual experiences, this rest is the climax.
虽然今天我们的属灵生命呢，我们不知道在第几天啊。
Even though we do not know exactly on which day our spiritual life is located.
啊，也许有很多弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，今天晚上一听呢，原来我的生命在第四天呢。
Maybe some brothers and sisters, after listening to this message, say, oh.My life stays at day four.
第五天，我的在第三天。
And others at fifth day or third day.
但是无论怎样，弟兄姊妹，我们要信赖神。
Regardless, brothers and sisters, we just have to trust in Him.
享受灵里面的安息。
Enjoying this rest in your spirit.
我最近常常对许多侍奉主的人讲。
Recently, I often said to those who serve the Lord.
如果我们里面安息。
If we have rest within,
就是神在做工。
Then God is working.
如果我们不安息，
If we do not have rest,
就是我们在做工，神不做工。
That we are working, God is not.
我在中国大陆的时候，对一些侍奉主的弟兄们这样讲。
This is what I said to brothers who serve the Lord in China.
散会之后，一个老同工来找我。
And then after the meeting was dismissed, an elderly brother, a co-worker came to see me.
他说，哎呀，他说，孙弟兄啊。
And he says, I, brother
Song, 晚了三十年。
Oh, this word that came to me was 30 years late.
我如果三十年前就听见你的话，我就有福了。
If I had heard of your saying 30 years ago, I would be so blessed.
我侍奉主挣扎了三十年。
Because I actually struggled 30 years in serving the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
神是安息的神。
God is the God of rest.
所以我们需要依赖他。
Let us depend on him.
当然今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，神已经把他工作的这个安排很清楚地摆在我们的中间。
Of course, today, God has made the arrangement of His work clearly before us.
今天我们所看见这七个点，七个重点。
Today, as we review these seven important points.
每一个点都是今天在教会中间需要恢复的。
Every one of them is something that needs to be recovered in today's churches.
我们只是仰望主的怜悯。
We simply look to Him for His mercy.
在不多的日子里面。
In the limited time we have.
创世纪第一章里面神所要的恢复的这些事物能够恢复在百姓的当中。
That God is able to recover all these things as is spelled out in Genesis 1.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters,
愿主的话
may the Lord's word
成为我们今日的光
become the light for us today.
我们能行走在主的面光当中
and we could walk in the light of His countenance.
那么我们能用最好的光景来迎接我们主的再来
We want to welcome Him.Our Lord's second coming with when we were in our best state.
所以我们求主祝福这些话。
Therefore, we pray to the Lord that He would bless His words.
把这些话摆在弟兄姊妹们的心
中。And place these words before brothers and sisters.
能够产生长远的影响。
So that there will be a long, far-reaching impact among you.
我们
们请低头在这祷告。
Please bow your head. We would have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are full of thanksgiving to you.
晚间我们知道你在这里。
Because we do know that tonight you are in our midst.
主啊，你也愿意对我们的心说话。
Lord, you are so willing to speak to our hearts.
我们已经来到末了的时代了。
We have come to the end times.
这真是一个危险的时代。
Truly, this is a perilous day.
也是地上的教会要进入更深考验的一个时代。
And this is the very time the churches on earth are entering into this great trials.
主啊，你深知我们的软弱。
Lord, you know our weaknesses.
我们求你。因着你的话光照我们。
We ask that because of your word, you would enlighten us.
也加力量在我们的里面。
And also strengthen us within.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Beloved Lord Jesus.
保守我们能遵循你的旨意。
Watch over us, preserve us to walk in your ways, to obey your will.
愿你恢复你应当恢复的事物在教会中。
Recover the things that should be recovered in your church.
好叫你自己的心得到满足。
So that your heart would be gratified.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
这是你把我们聚在这里。
That it is you who has gathered us here this time.
并且你与我们同在。
And you are with us.
所以我们从深处再把感谢、敬拜、爱戴都归给你。
So very.The depth of heart, we want to give you our thanksgiving, worship, and adoration.
也听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.